The WISL Conference returns this weekend bigger and better than ever, and an historic night for a Lansing Sexton basketball player. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. The 27th MHSAA Women in Sports Leadership Conference is this weekend in Lansing. About 700 people, mostly female high school student-athletes, will be there. Conference goers will attend numerous workshops and have a chance to hear from more than 40 speakers. The opening address will be made by MSU volleyball coach Kristen Kelsey, a two-time team captain during her playing days for the Spartans. The volleyball coach at Central Michigan, Ariel Wilson, will also address attendees. Wilson was a four-time national champion playing at Penn State. Monday's activities will be highlighted by a presentation from MSU women's basketball coach Robin Freilich. Workshops will cover coaching, teaching, officiating, sports nutrition and performance, empowerment, and goal setting. The WISL Conference is the nation's first, largest, and longest-running event promoting the roles of females in athletics, and the event coincides with National Girls and Women in Sports Day, which is Wednesday, February 4th this year. For more on the event, including past program and speaker information, head over to MHSAA.com. And keep February 6th and 7th, 2028 open if you would like to attend the 28th Women in Sports Leadership Conference. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Croswell Lexington senior Cam Saunders. He had 16, including 9 in overtime, and a 64-57 win over Yale. The win moves Croslex into first in the Blue Water Area Conference. Lansing Sexton's Keyshawn Somerville is now the school's all-time leading scorer. He had 22 in a win over Portland, moving him past Ron Banks and into first place in school history with 1,714 points. And the Flat Rocks' Madeline Hussein, she went over the 1,000 career point mark in a win over Riverview, becoming the fifth to do so at Flat Rock.
The Michigan Achievement Scholarship is funding every grad, every path. Odds are, your high school senior or recent grad will qualify for tuition-free community college, up to $27,500 at a public or private university, or up to $4,000 for a trade school or career training program, no matter their GPA. Wherever your child is headed, there's free money to get them there. Simply fill out the FAFSA to apply. Get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
Let's talk about the hike rule today. No, that's not when the center snaps the ball to the quarterback. The hike rule is used in skiing when an athlete misses a gate or pull. If a skier misses a gate, the fastest way to fix this fault is by hiking up to loop the missed pull in either direction. You don't necessarily have to go back to your original line and correct your path. You can hike the shortest route possible to allow you to correctly pass through the gate. In flushes and hairpins, if you miss gate 2 but make gate 3, you only need to hike back to gate 2 and pass it correctly and then go on to gate 4. You do not need to pass gate 3 a second time.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. One of the big announcements that will be made at the Women in Sports Leadership Conference is the winner of the Women in Sports Leadership Award. This year, Anika McEvans is the winner, the 40th recipient in award history. McEvans is currently in administration with the Detroit Public School League and has been a coach and athletic director for nearly 30 years. She was a basketball, volleyball, and softball player while a student at Detroit Renaissance and coached at Detroit Academy of Arts and Sciences, Renaissance, and Southfield High Schools. McEvans received an MHSAA Alan W. Bush Award in 2024, celebrating her work often behind the scenes in school sports. She was also selected for a Skillman Foundation Visionary Award this past year for her work updating and upgrading the education system in Detroit and beyond. The very first Women in Sports Leadership Award went to Lance's Carol Savoy in 1990. Freeland's Jennifer Thunberg won the award last year. For a complete list of winners and to read more about Anika McEvans, please go to MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll be back next week.